In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last night, as the individual, I briefly spoke about how we celebrate this great feast, which recounts an event that did not take place. And yet, at the same time, we have the opportunity to reflect on how those historically, it is incomprehensible to think of a woman, let alone a 3-year-old child, entering and living in the Holy of Holies, the temple in Jerusalem. Nevertheless, this is a historical dimension to what we are celebrating. This is what is so wonderful about this feast. It opens to us the mystery of God working in time and space. It opens to us and allows us to enter into that mystery, to participate precisely in the mystery of God, who acted and continues to act and will act for all eternity, drawing us ever closer and closer into His divine, tri-personal life. The history we encounter, we become joined to, is the history of God preparing the world for the coming of His Son. The history we are bound to when we celebrate the feast is a history that reveals to us, that opens to us, God renewing His creation that has fallen into sin. The mystery we enter into, the history we are bound to, is the history which shows us that this child, 3-year-old girl, Mary, is the Ark, the new Ark of the Covenant. She is the candlestick, as I mentioned last night. She is the candlestick upon which rests the light of the world, the light that comes into the world, to dispel and overcome darkness, the light that comes into the world, to overcome sin. She is the gate, the new gate, through which the King enters His creation. She is the new temple, the temple that is given to us, that indeed she reveals to us our great high calling. Each of us personally is called to be the living temple of God. Each of us is called personally to open the mind and the heart through the ascetic struggle, through prayer, through repentance, through fasting, through that ordeal in which we struggle to battle the old life so that a new life may enter within us and overcome, so that we become those living temples. Corporately, as we gather and celebrate the Eucharist, we are called to be the living temple of the living God, so that indeed this gathering, not the building, not stone, not fortune, but the temple made up of flesh and blood, our flesh and blood, joy to the flesh and blood of Christ, joy to the flesh and blood of Christ who comes from the Virgin. We are called to be those living stones gathered together, forming this one living temple, so that indeed we can open ourselves to the world and allow the world to enter into us, into this gathering, into this celebration of the new and the eternal covenant. This feast shows us the renewal of creation that is in process through history. This feast draws us into that mystery of God's love for the world. Indeed, as I mentioned last night, quoting St. Gregory von Matzen in his sermon on this feast, it is because of this little child that God becomes a man. It is because of this little child that God takes on flesh and blood of humanity. And because because of this, it is through this little child that humanity is called to